extra added challenge, but a welcome one?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a team like the Pittsburgh Penguins coming in here or playing against them in general, it's a great challenge for a team. It's a good measuring stick. So we want to come out and give our best effort, an effort like we had yesterday where we were kind of dictating the play and playing with our speed and our style. So we're going to have a game plan, and we just got to do our best to execute it.
Are you
going to
watch the standings? You guys are so
tight right now. Yeah, no, you know what I do? I try not to pay too much attention to them, but they're up everywhere, so you take a look at them. But, yeah, we're right in the mix, you know, and it seems like whenever we win, the other teams that we're chasing win, you know, so we can't really break apart. But we got to do our part and win games just to keep pace with teams and hopefully catch a streak here where we win a few in a row.
Is that frustrating at times when you think, you know, we put out a good outing and you're still stuck at that, the ceiling of the night?
Yeah, it is, but the main thing is keeping pace with them, you know what I mean? And then hopefully, like I said, at some point we'll catch some fire here and put a few wins together, and hopefully that'll get us what we need to make that leap. But, I mean, it's a tight race. There's a lot of teams that that we're chasing. They're playing each other every night, and someone's going to get points, you know what I mean? So we can't look too far into that. I want a goal, and I'm going to leave it at that, yeah. That's all I want.
Chris, if you look back from when you guys first landed here to start the season and now where you guys are now, does anything surprise you or what stands out?
I just think how we've matured as a team and how we've kind of learned to win as a team and play our style of game. We've kind of created an identity for ourselves, and I think that's just playing 200 feet, playing with speed, keeping it simple, and when we get our opportunities, bury them. And obviously with our goaltending, we can't say enough about them. So I think it's been a whole team effort for the reason that we have our success, and we just got to keep doing that going forward.
Your line, the lines that you've played on, are a checking line, and you face the top guys every night. Tonight you've got a couple of guys that are absolute aces. Does that change much for you guys at all?
I don't think so. I think you take the same approach where you want to shut them down, but at the same time you don't want to play on your heels. You just want to play on your toes, hopefully kind of take them out of it and not wake them up. A guy like Malkin, you want to keep him sleeping because that's when he's less effective. But they got some high-skilled players over there that can do a lot of damage, so we just got to, you know, key on them, but at the same time execute our game plan.
Is this game in particular fun for you at this point?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's going into Christmas, you know what I mean? We're excited. We want to get a win. We want to, you know, spend those two days off knowing that we had a great outing. But and personally, from a personal standpoint, I mean, I played in Pittsburgh, so I kind of want to take the 2 points from them too. So there's a lot of things going on here that kind of excite me about the game, and hopefully it turns out in our favor.
Has that playbook changed much?
Yeah, I hope not, because I hope not, but we'll see. Obviously, they got a lot of different personnel since I've been there, but the main core guys is still there, obviously, and we'll see what that brings.
Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks, man.